I want to share some things this morning. I was thinking about some of the things to be thankful for. And I was thinking about this morning because, you know, part of being thankful and part of giving glory to God is realizing that what has happened is so much bigger than what man can do. Man can put his hand to something, but if God doesn't touch it, the supernatural doesn't happen. Giving thanks is giving glory to God. When we express our thankfulness to the Father, we give glory to Him. I believe that God is challenging us to deal with some spiritual forces in the spiritual realm that are going to open the door to the blessing of God to coming into many people's lives. Open the door that will cause us to be able to run farther than where we've ever gone before. And I thank God for Him stirring in our spirits to say, Lord, You want to do so much more. God is a good, good God. And no matter how many blessings that you have ever received in your life, you haven't received the best yet. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Are you believing for that? The best is yet to come. I believe in this ministry, but also individually. Be believing that the best is yet to come. God wants to use you far beyond what He's ever used you up to this point. Lots of things that God has given to us and brought our way. And we need to have a great sense of gratitude toward the things of God. And I believe with all my heart that as we give thanks for some things, that we actually impart more blessing on the thing that we're giving thanks for. I know that when I'm doing it, I'm opening the door for greater blessing, for more of God to pour Himself out upon this ministry. But I want us to remember that the more successful you are in a given situation, generally in life, or whether it's in business, or whether it's in family, whether you're successful financially, the more successful you are, the greater need that you have to continually say, all glory goes to God. It is Him who has given you the power to get wealth so that He might establish His covenant upon the earth. And if we refuse to do that, both before God and man, then we'll get ourselves into a place of pride and arrogance and think that we have accomplished such things. But no, God gives us the very air that we breathe. So we have every reason to be thankful. Humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and God will exalt us. Thankfulness actually increases our ability to receive. Giving thanks or saying thanks to someone else or saying thank you actually increases the capacity that we have in order to receive more. And the Bible tells us that we are to go and tell about the things of God. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. In other words, let the redeemed of the Lord demonstrate to people around you what He has done for you. And by having a thankful heart, you are actually demonstrating a heart of God. You are actually demonstrating that you belong to your Father and that you count on Him to release things into your life. Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich and He adds no sorrow to it. You can become rich in other ways and have sorrow added to it. Or you can do it God's way, and when the blessing of the Lord comes, there'll be no sorrow added to it. So if we're in a place of prosperity and blessing because we are walking with the Lord, then the downside doesn't have to be added to it. Jesus said this. He said, beware of the deceitfulness of riches. So there is a deceitfulness that can come in riches. So we want to make sure that we do it God's way, because if we don't, we're forever trying to get ahead. And just when we think we reach that stage where things are going good for us, the rug will come out from under us if we haven't got our life lined up according to the principles and purposes of God. And God wants to do something great for you and I. And He's given us this awesome privilege of coming before Him and with thankful hearts, giving Him praise, giving Him glory. As we do, then we are actually telling the world what God has done in our lives and what God wants to do in their lives. As we continually give glory to God for what has happened in our lives, we are actually telling the story about the Lord Jesus Christ. actually telling the story about the Lord Jesus. As we continue to share, Jesus is glorified in the midst of it. So to go and tell actually means to live the way God wants us to and to treat people the way God wants us to, the way Jesus gives us an example to.